In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
shorter than I expected it would.
Probably. Respect
to
Memphis.
I'll hold the L on that. I will. I mean, I thought I'm using Sagarin ratings, which are pretty close to the openers usually. And I mean, I guess Florida State has just been adjusted way, 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 way down, and deservedly so. I mean, I think that's the thing here. It's not necessarily an adjustment up of Memphis as much as it is an adjustment down of the Seminoles and how bad they've looked. I mean, they lost in fairness outright as 16-point favorites at home. I mean, it's hard to ignore that. He lost, once as a 12-point favorite on the neutral, and then once as a 16-point favorite at home. It's hard to ignore that, you know.
I can't imagine how loud it's going to be for him if they lose to Memphis at home. He's obviously not going anywhere because of the contract. We discussed that yesterday, but my gosh, it'd be toxic.
Yep.
Down in Tallahassee, they lose that game to Memphis.
That it would. All right, Norton Heard IV is going to join us in the third hour. We'll talk to him about all of this and more. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to fam? Yes.
He's showing me things that I can't say on the radio.
It's been an eventful day.
It's been a very busy day.
Feels like a lot of people are listening.
Yeah.
I think people want to get to the, not so much us, I think people want to get to the bottom of things. And John, they're hoping that you're going to help them be able to do that. You know, just a little bit of clarity. I guess we got some of that with Penny's press release this morning where he confirmed just who is gone and who is not. But, yeah, I think people, there's a natural sort of curiosity and maybe a little bit of a little kind of, I don't know, tired. Kind of you just want this to sort of be done, the smoke to clear. And,
right.
And to know who the coaches are, you know, reading about tensions between assistants. So I guess Penny addressed some of that this morning, but it only leaves us with more questions, doesn't it?
That's right.
It doesn't clear it all.
We just have only questions are what we have for Memphis basketball.
Maybe our next guest will maybe provide some answers for you.
That's right. Our next guest is he here?
No, not at this time. He's 1 minute out still.
He's 1 minute out.
So we can do just fine. We'll wait on him until after the next break.
Yeah, well, that's what we'll do. We'll take a break, and then when we get back, Norton Heard IV is going to join us, and he'll be with us for extendo segment today on the show as we break down everything that's going on with Memphis basketball once again with Norton Heard IV. And we'll get the team perspective. we'll get the Memphis perspective as Norton Heard. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. All right. That's not the Memphis. Norton Heard is a free, independent thinker, and he is not employed by the University of Memphis. He is Team Thad coach, program director, right? Team Thad coach, program director. So anyway, he'll join us when we get back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Norton Heard IV is the Team Thad director and coach. He's one of the most 100 influential people in men's college basketball. That's according to Silver Wave Media. Many people not on that list. Only 100 have made that list. Very exclusive. Tells you he's a mover and a shaker when it comes to college basketball, not just grassroots level. Follow him on X at DreamBigHerd and on IG at IAmCoachHerd. He and my partner were talking late into the night last night.
That's right.
They were figuring things out as some of us had gone to sleep on the job. And I'm hoping between the two of you guys, right, the two heads, you put them together, and I mean two real brainy folks between y'all two, that we've gotten everything figured out. No, in all seriousness, Coach, were you shocked by what we saw when you're talking about, and Penny talked about the timing of it's less than ideal, this many assistants, support staff guys gone this close to the season. Obviously, that includes Rick Stansbury. Shocked by me? Surprised at all?
I'm going to say because I'm in this field, I'm not going to say, and that's what I'm here today to clear certain things up. I think we do a great job of getting viewers, whether we tweet stuff out or whether we when we start using words like shocked or surprised, okay? Neither one, because those are pretty big words. I think I looked at it as, you know, in businesses, things like this happen. I think the more concerning thing was the timing to a certain extent, but far as shocked and surprised, I mean, Stansbury might be one.
I was going like, to say, because there three names, and none of them were Stansbury in the previous reports before.
So I'm talking about the first layer.
Yes.
Now, the Stansbury, now that do come with some lip mouth dropping. Then you're like, oh, you know. But at first you're reading it like, you know, three really, really good guys locally I know, somewhat personal, and, you know, I know what they all have done for the game of basketball and what – you know, they have done for certain things in the city. So from that point, you know, it's almost like when you cut on social media every day and a celebrity couple you really like, every day one of them that got divorced. You're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of how it was for me initially. And then, you know, as it went on, more and more and more stuff comes out.
It was definitely a night to remember. Like, remember that movie with Mandy Moore, A Walk to Remember? Was that playing inside the Hurd household? Probably not. But that felt like a night. Again, it's a shame that Jason couldn't be there. Now, he has claimed, by the way, that he might have been awake. You just didn't know.
No, I really wasn't. I was tucked in.
Yeah, he was tucked.
Jason, actually, we kind of wish we were you, Jason, because most people, as excited as they were, nobody was asleep last night, and so it's not a bad thing that you were asleep. It was a good thing.
That's right. I told Jermaine had already tucked me in. You know, he had already told me coming on the show on Friday, so I wouldn't sleep.
Oh, that Friday appearance.
A Friday appearance that I would suspect is no longer going to happen at this point, because, again, if you were matching up timeline things, and what we know about Jermaine is that when he's on the outside, which is what was initially reported, right, he was on the outside, no longer part of the program. You know, Jermaine's been, you know, open to talk, come on. But when he is on the inside, like many of Penny's employees, many Penny's coaches, you just shut it down. Exactly. You don't do that.
Yeah.
And
don't
so
do that.
Now that we know that Jermaine is officially back in the fold, I suspect that I would be surprised, to use that word again, if we still get him on Friday.
Stop asking me stupid f***ing questions.
Jermaine coming on, I guess I'm not the betting guys. I know Jeffrey do a good job of that and John, but if we was to make a bet right now, I think most people would bet that you wouldn't get much for saying he's going to be here on Friday now. So definitely that's against it.
But from everything you understood beforehand, I know there had been some reports from Hitman last week we had him on that there was a tension building between Rick and Penny. Set that to the side. Everything that you knew, and I know you're a guy that's talked to Rick before, but everything that you knew in terms of what he brought to the program, very valuable, right?
Very, very valuable. Rick and Penny are both, friends of mine, like I was saying, and they both bring a very lot to the program. And so I think it was one of those cases in – I think that situation was one of those cases, and I'm speaking, even though I, you know, speak with both of them, but I'm speaking from a Hurd standpoint on this. Mm-hmm. I just think it was one of those situations where, and it happens all the time, and I reported it last week. If I own a company, Jason, or if I'm the manager at a company, you might even have better ideas than me. You might feel like you know more than me. You might feel like the company will go better with your ideals. But we kind of, you might even then brought me a lot of contractors. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still my business or whatever. And I pay the insurance and I do the overall stuff I did, the investment to even have, you know, going. And so I think it got a little out of hand. You know, I think if everything wasn't going on and, you know, a little bit media pressure and cool heads, I really think them two could have worked it out because I know both of them personally.
Yeah.
And I think they both bring each other value. And I was excited about that tag team because they both some dogs, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like with them two together, no matter who else was there, we know we had a strong combination of star power, credible people that can sit in living rooms with the high-level people that we want at the University of Memphis to play basketball. So, you know, with them having to break, I'm not saying it's Penny's fault, I'm not saying it's Stansberry's fault, because I cannot personally say out my mouth and feel comfortable blaming any one of them for it without knowing the full details.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually like to, not going against Stansberry, I'm always one of them guys that feel like the leader of the company is right. When it comes to those, you have to stand down. Yeah, I know. I didn't say that about normal people, whoever it was. Frank Heath, a good friend of mine. Andy Boardman, a good friend. Mike Miller, a good friend of mine. I just feel like the leader or the boss or the manager in any field of work, unless they're doing some harassment or some crazy, but just off of agreements of how the business is ran, they get the final say-so, and you must find a way to incorporate yourself and their game plan and still bring value within their game plan.
Yeah. I mean, listen, none of it matters if you go and you do what you have to do on the court. I think it makes it harder. I just do. I mean, when you have, let's talk about you for a second. It's always fun to talk about Herd.
A little bit.
We've talked about your assistants before. In your coaching career,
mm-hmm.
did you have, like, somebody that was like your, you know, Ace Boone that was with you sort of through the whole time that you've kept near the program? Do you have that guy?
What's your man, Ace Boone?
Like your dude. Like your A1. Do you have a guy like that?
They can coach and they
bring like
to
the program.
Well,
yeah, like that you trust, right.
Yeah, I got people on staff.
I'm saying, do you have guys that have been there who have endured with you?
Yeah.
Right, that you had for multiple years?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And that makes your job easier?
Yes.
Right.
It makes it better.
Right, and Penny doesn't have that. And he hasn't had that. Now, we could ascribe that, they were never going to be that, which is fair. Like, I mean, you take shots on big names, you know, that will help you get players. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the perfect antidote is, you know. All I know is that if it's UConn, if it's Purdue, if it's Houston, if it's all these programs that are at the top of the, and there's that guy or two of those guys, maybe let's try to do that. Find somebody that, you know, will be in the trenches with you for 4, 5, 6 years. And I just think that's something that is missing, you know. And it's like when you look around and when you have a season that goes from 15-2 to 2-15, it didn't go that bad, but you need somebody that you can, like, lock in with and say, like, yo, how can we find our way out of this? We've been here before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he looked around. He's like, oh, no, we haven't. Nobody here has been through that with me. And I just think it makes it – you just kind of isolate yourself, which can make it a tougher job. Now, you may not agree with that. From where I'm at, it makes it harder.
No, I agree that you definitely need people with you. Now, if we be fair about this thing – I think that made a little more sense pro transfer rule. I think with transfer rule, staffs, players, team, everything is year to year now. You know, so I think things are changing
right
from that standpoint. So I agree with you. You want people who've been there, you know, with you before, but I got some stats today, but I don't have this stat. I would tweet it to y'all or send it via text. But I looked at some of the top programs that you're saying, and it is a lot of changeover with them, too. I'm looking at some of the top SEC teams, some of the top this time, and it's quite a bit.
A lot of those right-hand men go on to become head coaches. Like, they don't want to be that forever.
Sure.
Yes.
I think Alabama was a team that had a lot of change going into last season with their coaching staff, and they made a Final Four. So it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done, but that's more of the outlier, I would say, than the norm. But again, Penny is an outlier.
He's not.
No, he is an outlier. You can't normalize him.
Yeah, for sure.
No, that's what he said. You cannot normalize the great Benny Hardaway.
You say that he should have what everybody else has.
No, just the best.
A right-hand man, because that's how they win.
Just the best.
You're trying to normalize
him. Can't normalize him. None he has ever did has ever been normal. It wasn't normal when this skinny kid walked into Treadwell High School and the line was up to the next light at Mitchell Height. It wasn't normal when he was the first guy that, one of the first three guys that picked the University of Memphis and then turn his back on us like we shouldn't on him and pick the University of Memphis over Duke and North Carolina and UConn in them prestige programs. Yeah. It wasn't normal when he got through playing. He said he wanted to help the city so much, he became a middle school coach for free in the same Binghamton community that had a bunch of violence. It wasn't normal when he went on to Eastern and did it again before. And it wasn't normal when he took the job that we all begged him to take and ran a Hall of Famer out of here. So, yeah, I agree
with
you. Well,
I would also say it's not normal that you go from 15-2 and top 10 in the country to outside of the tournament. So
there's a lot of stuff I have. It's not normal for somebody to come on his porch and steal shoes. So he's not normal.
That's right.
Can't normalize.
Look, I will say this. I appreciate Penny. I do. I appreciate the fact that whatever he does is going to be absolutely spectacular. Like on either side. He's either going to have this unbelievable run into the tournament when nobody was expecting him to get in like he did 2 years ago with the Amani Bates team. They beat Houston twice. They're up on Gonzaga at the half. Or it's going to be a spectacular tailspin like we saw last season. So, again, as a media person, I do appreciate the extreme nature of everything that Penny does.
But that's not spectacular the other way around.
No, I mean, it was one of the most spectacular collapses Jason's ever seen. I mean, it just was.
Can Mike Davis and Nolan bring some of what you liked so much about Rick Stansberry?
Yeah, I mean, it's September now, so that we don't really have to worry about that until, like, the offseason.
The player getting would be a part of that, so that's another thing. But in terms of you've been a former head coach just like Rick, you've been, you know, Mike Davis, obviously.
Mike Davis,
Final
good,
Four,
yeah.
Been through a lot of wars. He's seen a lot. What he can bring to the table in terms of assistant, you're very comfortable with.
Yeah, Mike Davis would be fine. Nolan.
What do you hear about Nolan?
Nolan be fine. I don't want to address Nolan right now. Good friend of mine. Well, we're good. He was in Louisville, so he recruited Jasper Hart over the years. Danny Manning, a good friend of mine. But he's not on staff, okay? He's not under contract, okay?
At this time, right?
So with him not being under contract, you know, with everything that's going on, I don't know if we can 100% even just dot him in right now with everything that is going on. Let me ask y'all guys this. What is, because I'm hearing this, and I had to take a deep dive in it, what is the big deal about the coaching situation? How many have left, and what is the narrative of it right now? Because I kind of digged in some numbers that I think is kind of interesting. So,
you've come with information that you are currently withholding that to respond to, you're ambushing us.
No,
you're ambushing us.
Every week I come here, y'all guys have laptops out, y'all guys Googling, even my good friend Jeffrey. I'm straight from the dome. I don't have anything over here. I came like
You got some numbers in that dome of yours.
So I don't have numbers. I just have some comments.
Why don't you just share
John's
those with
about
us.
The turnover. He says they're all
okay,
even.
So how many have left?
I mean, we can start going back to the first year, okay. Sam Mitchell, okay. Mike Miller.
Okay. No, just tell me how many, because I got the names.
Bro.
I might miss some.
I love basketball, but I don't have the number in front of my face.
Okay, let me say these names. Kobe Topper, Mike Miller, Frank Heath, Tony Medlock, Sam Mitchell, Rasheed Wallace, and Rodney Hamilton all left for a better job. So I don't know if we should be praising.
Rodney Hamilton left for Northwestern State. Stop it.
No. This is the thing.
He couldn't be an assistant here.
If y'all going, my bad. I didn't mean to say, hold on, it's y'all show.
I'm just trying to clear up.
I ain't mean to say it like that.
Because I'm with you. That's,
you know, I understand if I ever worked for Penn or anybody, I know who's in charge. And you see how easy that was? If you keep talking, it could cause friction. Then you would say, we don't like her on Wednesday. And you might. That's what happens when you challenge too much people. And I know my role. Okay, right. So that's part of being a good leader. Okay,
he just pushed back.
I'm gonna be led under the great Jeffrey every Monday now. Okay,
right.
Now he's great.
You like him a lot.
The good Jeffrey, great. I don't know. So I say that to say media does a great job with writing, and y'all do a great job putting out there. But where you have to understand, and I hope I'm educating some people, Rodney Hamilton is now the assistant coach at Austin Peay. Mm-hmm. He was at Northwest Louisiana. He was the head assistant. That is 10 times better than being on support staff. That's like saying, would you rather have a D1 roster spot at Austin Peay as a player, or would you rather be a walk-on at Duke?
He wants to come.
Real player. You're part of it. He's on the road now, John. Him being in the role he is now can kind of get him promoted to way bigger things in life and probably make him more. So, yes,
there was a ceiling for him here.
Yeah, completely.
I'm going to be honest with you. Rodney Hamilton is not a guy that has ever been mentioned as like, oh, this is emblematic
of a
problem.
But when people do the numbers,
saying some of these were guys leaving on their own.
Lot of these guys were guys, and they all are in better positions. They're head coaches, or they had a program where they felt like they are closer to a national championship. So in that regard, like we just did Nate Oakes, I think we should be giving him some credit for that, because these guys have been groomed to be head coaches with better things.
Well, also, Cody Topper did not leave for a better job.
If you're a head coach, or some people just want to be a head coach.
He left for LSU, though. He left for it was a lateral move. It was, I'm not even blaming Penny for that, but I'm just saying, I don't want to sit here and act like Cody Topper left for some great job. It was a lateral job at LSU, which was under big sanctions.
Power Five. Some people would say that, some would say, I could see the
back. You can argue it, I guess, because it's SEC. I mean, it wasn't a worse job.
This is what I also did. Every guy on this list, and I know it wasn't my job to do, but I wanted to make sure 92.9 kept the heat. I have contacted these guys.
You have contacted
and
each
they
assistant.
And they are all in communication with Penn, and it's no bad blood. So we can't be out here saying he's losing and fire. Even Jamie Ross and them is all understandable. Okay, so...
Well, I mean, Demetrius didn't want to be gone.
I hadn't talked to him. I didn't know about him the later.
That's convenient.
But I wanted to get to the assistant
coach. You talked to everybody except Demetrius.
So you're trying to tell us that everybody
it's
that's
one person that wasn't feeling him. I can't think of that. But it is one person. But 95% of the people have left for better, and they all in communication with him, and they have a respect. He has actually, some of the people he has fired, he has did a recommendation for them to get other jobs. I'm not here today, guys. Let me say this in the media. I'm not here today to take up for Penny Hardaway. Because if Penny Hardaway, I have a job now on Mondays. If Penny Hardaway lose 3 games in a row that he shouldn't lose, I go on after y'all. They're going to hear from me on Monday saying, this is a piece of baloney and he must do better than we must do. What I'm afraid of and what the internet has done, it helps us in so many ways. The internet creates a narrative of how they want to create. I think we're highlighting people acting like, oh, last night was the craziest thing of all time. Really? I know programs of people that got killed in. I know Georgia program.
That did happen at Baylor.
Yeah. Georgia program that we want to sweep under the rug because they're winning when you're not winning has had something like since the coach got hired was one of the best. Have had like 40-something arrests.
That's definitely,
we got bigger problems than a grown man firing another grown man.
But that's the lesson, right? Therein is the lesson, which is if you win at a high level, none of this matters.
But that's why I'm questioning my bad.
I'm saying like if Mitt was going to the tournament, going to the Sweet 16, going to Elite Eight, be like, whatever, it's fine. But because they're not, this gets magnified.
And so I guess that's where, not trying to sound like a spokesman, that's where I don't get along with a lot of people at, because I like people who's going to be the same way either way. So now we're starting to get into integrity and everything. Now it's not you, John, but you're telling me as a fan base, man, we don't care. We do scandals and everything if we're winning. That's basically
Let me be clear. I don't care. If they win championships, I don't give a damn what is going on.
Well, but you know what? Penny Hardaway want to run things a certain way. Two, I'm going to say this. I don't know all the words we can use now. I'm sure Brad will give me the book as time goes on. Penny Hardaway, y'all got to understand this, has to have balls to do what he just did. And I don't want to link the other people to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
To get rid of Memphis guys and his friends and him feeling like this is a move that I need to make to better the program, I think there's almost a, for people who were saying he has too many people around, too many homeboys, people who not value. Matter of fact, some of the same people who saying that it's baloney are the same people who saying that these guys didn't bring anything.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not getting it.
Okay, he, if you felt like these guys wasn't valuable, whoever it was, it was just one person, then we should be congratulating. He found, and I'm not calling you guys baloney. I like all of them, Faraji, Jamie, JJ. I don't know if he... halfway employee, full employee. I don't know. I haven't got that far.
Let's check and see if he comes on Friday. That's when we'll know.
Then we'll know. I think you should be getting. That's why I don't like people who waver. If you fully think that he don't know what he's doing with coaches, okay, stay on that side. But if you were one that felt like these guys
just
supposed
to
be around,
then you should be lauding.
Where's that crowd of people who? That's why I'm saying. I'm just saying the narrative is almost and whatever it is with this mole in the room. It and I go through this too, so I'm not taking it personal. A lot of leaders go through this. That it feel like that you're trying, people trying to create a narrative and sabotage a person. Then every time you do one little thing, no, the people who said that they were nobody, that should be the people on the fence that should be like, they're happy for the decision.
Well, look,
you know what I'm saying?
We talked about that in the beginning of the show, that, you know, two things. One is, if they were of no value and they were bad, Penny still did hire them to begin with. Now, he corrected it. But B, I think the bigger issue is not like, I don't think anybody would say, oh my God, what a great loss for Memphis basketball, having lost a guy that got demoted and a guy that got his pay cut. And you know, Stansberry, I would say, is the loss there, right? But nobody's really talking about the you know, the guys that are like, quote unquote, friends and who are perceived as yes men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a growth sign for Penny. But I think the bigger issue is, why did you wait until September to make this choice? Because it gives off, from an optic standpoint, that it is like Memphis basketball is running around like it's chickens with its head cut off. That's the optics of the timing.
Well,
because this was all could have been done in March.
And yeah, I don't like the time. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like September. But see, John, that is where, let's be real. I'm going to be clear here. We officially learned about Stanberry and the Jay stuff almost at 11 at night from Leon. Okay, let's be clear. So now people are trying.
That Stansberry was out too.
Yeah, people are trying to moonwalk. All this craziness is going over off that picture of the big
three.
Let's not try to say now, oh, it's because of Stan, because people backpiling it. Oh, no. We're not going to do that. We're going to keep it real. All the smoke came up off of them three alone.
The three.
That's it. The chosen there, whatever. At this point, we gotta call it something like they do it on more serious issues. But the sum three, or the two and a half. I don't know what's going on here. So I'm just saying that was the main thing. And I looked at that and I said, I was like, oh, that is bad because I know all three of them. But with people saying that we need grow, because now because of Stan, I'm hearing a lot of other topics we trying to bring up. The NCAA has nothing to do with the decision that was made. Let me just say that. I've been hearing that on the radio since 6 this morning, and I couldn't wait to get on here.
You feel 100% confident in that the NCAA
now,
has.
Now, Jason and I did not say that.
No, I ain't say y'all.
Yeah, I'm not talking to y'all.
We get great listeners, y'all, too, at 92.9, so it's the tens of thousands that are listening, the people on Twitter, all that. The NCAA, and I'm not on journalist schools, I'm not at Daily Memphis, but I'm letting you know this. I can challenge anybody. The NCAA does not make a – if the NCAA want to come out, they're just going to come out and suspend those people. They're not going to tell the university, oh, if you fire these people, we're not going to do something. It's not how it works. It's coaches that's not even at schools anymore. That schools still get punished, okay? So the NCAA didn't wake up and Penny felt like I had to get rid of them for the NCAA. The athletic director, it's a Penny decision. Let's start with that. I'm not going to say the athletic director didn't have – anything to do with it,
mm-hmm.
but it's a Penny decision. But I
and that's what you've heard.
This what it is. I'm gonna say this. This what it is.
Okay. Heard says this is what it is.
I'm standing behind what I'm saying at the
heard
moment.
Heard is the word.
I ain't saying I'm the word.
Heard is the word.
I am heard, but I'm not saying I'm the word. But what I am saying is, this is another thing that y'all got to understand too. What Penny just did, guys. Penny do have a new athletic director.
Yep.
Penny do have a new budget. Penny did a lot of, even though people feel like they didn't help or whatever, we all would be appreciative to get a job. So these guys wasn't full assistance. Penny broke a lot of budges up into more jobs than the average college guy. With every, I'm not saying who said it, but with the, they trying to be more structure, we needed to get it back to what it's supposed to be.
Streamline it.
The four things.
I would buy that.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on here. We have 8, 9, 10, 11.
Right.
We need to look back more when it's like 4.
Less voices in the room.
Well, just look right. Budget-wise,
because
even the people who are not doing anything or y'all sitting not doing anything, they might not be getting 3-4, but they all getting 80 to 125. Something. So that adds up.
Yeah, and there were a lot of them. And we talked about the number of them. They were up there with the most in college basketball.
Right. And I'm not one of them guys to think just because we start in 6 weeks, because one thing I will tell you, if you ever own the restaurant or any business, less is really more. You could own a restaurant and have 10 people in the kitchen and a lot don't get done. And you put 3 in there and more get done because people actually understand roles better. It's something to do. It's not a lot of ripping and running. So we still have 4, 5, 6 people around. We act like it's 2 people around right now. So I feel like it's still enough people to go and do your job, right, you know, right now at the University of Memphis. So I just want to see how they turn out going forward. You still got Mike Davis as on staff. So people who's thinking they don't have any coaches and they finna make extreme hiring, that's not true either.
He's got a staff in place.
He has a staff in play.
He was able to make this move with the sort of satellite, you know, in orbit, so to speak.
Maxima, they probably only bring in 1 more person.
Right.
Okay, he can use JJ. He can use Andre Turner.
Mm-hmm.
So he has people in place. So it's not a thing. I didn't read reports where like, oh, it's nobody in there. And you know, I woke up to John tweet from Will Smith.
That was a funny tweet.
Yeah. John was going nuts last night.
I was having fun with it. I wasn't going in on Penny. I was just having fun with it. I said, Mark Safe from Memphis basketball firings today. And I had the Will Smith picture from Penny.
Oh, you had several of them. Looked like just going in.
I was not really going in.
Yeah, but do I think Penny may have got finally led, or far as he sat down with himself and said, because of budget and other things, you know, I might have to do this and it don't feel good?
I think your explanation of why the timing might have been like this is the best explanation I've heard. Because that, to John's point, timing's part of this. Why now? You could have done this after the season. Well, now new athletic director is here. And he's looking at all the names on this budget sheet and saying, brother, what's going on here? Most staff's got this. I'm going to streamline this and I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? That's a pretty damn good explanation.
But there has been, again, some deniability from what I've heard from the AD and his role in this stuff.
So I don't think it's being forced, John, like Jason said.
With the 3 guys. Now, that doesn't explain Stansberry and up to now and the tension that could have been there.
That explains the timing, too, because maybe there was not a tension that existed in March between Penny and Stansberry that is there now. I mean, you have a whole entire...
Oh, yeah, we said that could explain the Sandberg,
I think we've
done what's
good,
going on.
I think we've had a good.
But what he brought to the table about the other 3 guys on that timing makes a lot of sense.
I think we've done a good job of kind of solving this mystery. Over the course of the summer, Rick and Penny got sideways. I don't know about what. It happened. We got the report. It was too much to overcome. The other support guys were just caught up in a streamlining, decision, right? Okay, we have these spots, we're gonna cut some fat here.
Plus a guy like Demetrius.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're gonna kind of get on all on one accord here and organize this a little bit. That makes sense to me. It's just that I believe this with every fiber of my being. If all of this had happened in April instead of September, it would not have gotten anywhere close to the amount of attention that it got today. Because it's just optically, it looks like what the hell is going on at Memphis? That's what it looks like. Now, if you could get in front of every coach and agent and XYZ that called me today and explain.
Well, and talk to ESPN, which wrote it up. It says 4 assistants a couple of weeks before the season.
That kind
of
makes sense.
To John's point. Then,
I think ESPN called. Well, I will say this. He haven't came public with it, but it's 2 major analysts from ESPN who is also on how it got done. I'm going to see if one of them tweeted out today. One of the most major people. John, you know him pretty good. I'm going to leave it at that.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah. You know him pretty good. So I think he would have got blown out anyway because we would have went back to...
It was in April, though, but we'd have been like, you know what?
Here we go again. We still would have made the number count. We would have said...
We would have said, you're exterminating.
See the headlines, fires four staffers this season.
Is that the ESPN guy you're talking about?
Which one said that?
That's Jeff Borzello.
Mm-mm.
You're not talking about him?
But their names are kind of similar in a little bit, the one I'm talking about. So
he's not at ESPN anymore. He's independent. He does his own thing. Come on. You got to get up on his jobs.
He's great at what he does or whatever.
He tries.
My main thing on this, guys, is, and I go through this, and everybody in the public field go through this, I am one who think Penny, Bill, Seth, me, anybody should be criticized, okay? And that's just like if your boss tell you anything.
That's how we can grow.
I think the athletic director didn't force him. But like you say, he might have looked at our boss or our parent can say, I don't think, like your boss could say walking to work, I don't think that was an appropriate shirt you wore today. They're not telling you what to do.
Right.
But if you keep wearing that same thing, it can become something different. My main thing from a narrative standpoint, because it happens to me and social media do it so much with the bullying, it happened to me. If I let a coach go or I cut a kid from Memphis, next thing you know, it's a whole persona that, hurry, don't mess with Memphis.
Right.
And it's a group of people who's trying to tear you down. When I lose, isn't it me, anybody? I'm not as big as Universal. I'm just using an example. Anybody. I think the Grizzly coach let some people go at a time that they were saying that they didn't think was great at one point. It's just that I just want to hold everybody by the same standard. Let's not. Look, if Penny should go to more NCAA tournaments, let's talk about it. That's the truth or this and that. But then let's not make any little thing like, I heard today that they didn't have the same jerseys on. No other program have ever done that before. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, let's just keep it in perspective because, honestly, this is, by him putting them out in September, it's a good talk. It's fun.
I got us doing the Wednesday show, which we appreciate.
Yeah, let's let a season go where.
You know John ain't going to do that.
Yeah, let's let
I'm
the
gonna
season.
Let it go, bro.
Let's let the you season let go, go on and see what he does. I don't think this has gave it the thing that's saying it's so, I didn't hear it where it's embarrassing, out of control, out of hand. I don't think it looks good or great, but I just think that we're hammering it a little too hard out the park. And this is coming from a person
I think that's fair.
Well, we're sensitive because it's the year they're coming off of, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the disappointing year and the way it ended. And then it's just sort of extending into, the offseason. I think that's, again, you brought up the Georgia thing. If Memphis went to a Sweet 16 last year, we'd be like, we'll trust Penny, but now it's like, I don't know.
That's low integrity, though, John.
I don't have time for integrity. Bro, you never heard me on here going at Penny for recruiting James Wiseman. Not one time. In fact, you heard me saying, fight, because I don't care, bro. I want to win. And I think we're in an age now where integrity means less because NIL. Right? Like, everybody's paying players.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody wants to come to my doorstep paying players. Man, I don't give a damn about that, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's like, this is the way of the world now. So let's, that's all
well,
for today.
I mean, we must get Jasper Johnson's commitment tomorrow.
Yeah, last thing, Jasper committing tomorrow between North Carolina and Kentucky. I'm leaving out after the show.
Okay.
To fly out to go support him. He's been with our program since 8th, 9th grade. On some sites, he's the number one point guard in the country. So Team Thad does this again. We change young men lives and continue to help out, throughout the youth experience throughout the country, starting with Memphis, Tennessee.
Give him my best, man. Congrats. Well, yeah. That's always a big day for you.
Big day for Nate Oates. There's no doubt about that. congratulations. They just keep rolling down there. I don't know that's where he's going. Who knows? Could be a good, and he's a good one. So looking forward to that decision. He is Norton Hurd IV, Team Thad program director and coach. Hey, this was good, man. We appreciate
it.
You put your Adrian Wojnarowski hat on for this one. No doubt about it. It's crazy. I heard...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hurt had stopped by a fast food establishment last night while he was around town getting recon, and it was not a good experience from what I heard. He was having trouble getting people at the window. He was having getting trouble taking his order.
You're right. I've heard him on the phone doing that, too.
And one thing that I would like to tell Hurd and promise Hurd, that if he went to Sonic, he would not have that type of experience. If he went to Sonic, he would be living free and eating Sonic. And also for Hurd and anybody else, the brand new $1.99 menu lets you build a crave-worthy meal for just $1.99 an item. Creamy shake, crispy tots, quarter-pound double cheeseburger. $1.99 menu, always 5 items, always $1.99.
It'll suffice, it'll do the job for you, but you got a little bit more in your pocket. You can go Sonic Smash or Tangy Smash or Sauce, Melted Cheese, Hand Smash, Angus Patties, seared to crispy perfection. You got to have something to wash it all down with. I suggest a Flavorista favorite. Paradise Sunset, Rainbow Slush, Sonic's got it all, including French vanilla cold brew, iced coffee, still a little warm outside. Those will wash it all down too. Live free, eat Sonic.
That's going to do it for us today, man. Many, many thanks to Norton Hurd IV for joining us in studio. He'll be on with Jeffrey next week.
Monday.
Yeah, next week on Monday. So looking forward to that. And thanks to Hitman Hoops for joining us as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 3-time National Marconi nominee for Sports Station of the Year, and winner of the 2024 Tennessee Association of Broadcasters Award for Best Local Sports Coverage in the State of Tennessee.
Y'all are number one in the 9-1.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.